We are on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The second line for when the lines start getting wide. Tana Rabbonon Elokeach Sode B'Shem Chaveiroi. A person purchased a field B'Shem Chaveiroi. Ein Kaifin Oisei Limker. We did not force him to sell. V'mamoloi amenas kaifen oisei limker. And we do force him to sell. It's a very difficult maima. What does it mean? So the Gemara asks the kasha, my koma, what is pshat in this baraisa? Omar Rav Sheishis, ochi koma. Alokei achsode mechaveiroi B'shem Reish Galusa. A person is purchasing a field, Mechaveiroi, B'shem Reish Galusa. Now, what does this mean? What does Sirashi? Alekeir Sod Mechaveiroi B'shem Reish Galusa. Sha'om Aloy Lamoicher, he told the Moicher, Letzairach Reish Galusa Ani Loikha. I want to purchase it for the Reish Galusa. Between you and me, he had no intent to purchase it from the Reish Galusa. He wanted to buy it for himself. But he knew if he'll buy it for himself, after he purchases it, there'll be oirerim. People will come and say, you know, it never belonged to the Moicha, it's a stolen field. We'll get into a lot of hot water. But if the shtar, it says that it belongs to the Reish Galusa, and no one starts up with the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa was a Ish Takev. So Mamela, the people come, will show them, I'm sorry, this is the Reish Galusa's field. You have any tainis, go to the Reish Galusa, and that would solve all the problems of the Eirerim. That was his intent. The Moicha, he told, I'm buying it for the Reish Galusa. The Niskaven, but his intent was, Lahatol Eimo, he wasn't buying it for the Reish Galusa. He wanted to buy it for himself. The Niskaven, Lahatol Eimo, Shalayetsu, Aleo Asikim, that there shouldn't be Eirerim, that should be mar on this field, and they'll say it was their field, and the Moicha was a gazlan. Because of a Moicha shtar ha-mechire b'shem Reish Galusa. And the Moicha, now this person gave money to the Moicha, and he asked the Moicha, you should write a shtar mechire b'shem Reish Galusa, that you sung it to the Reish Galusa, and he wrote that in the shtar. Ein kaifen oisai Reish Galusa Limker. So we cannot force the Reish Galusa. Now his lady's gonna come over to the Reish Galusa. This person. Now this is a very dangerous shtar. That, the shtar is very convenient for the Eirerim. He shows them this field belongs to the Reish Galusa, so no one will start, chapning with him. But it's a very dangerous shtar. It says that the field was sold to the Reish Galusa. So he comes over to the Reish Galusa and he tells them, you know, he told them the whole story. I bought a field for myself, but I knew with me they'll chep it. If in the shtar it says that it's your field, no one will chep it with you. That Reish Galusa feels very nice about this, that he's a powerful person. Then he says, but I'd like to ask you, please write me a shtar that you're selling me the kalka. Between you and me, we know it's taka my kalka, but this is a dangerous shtar that I have. Write me a different shtar. And kaifen oise Reish Galusa limka. He can't force the Reish Galusa to write such a shtar. So what does Rashi say? And kaifen Reish Galusa larza velichtev shtar mechirem shuhu mocha lalekeya. He should write another shtar. Now, fine. So that's that. Bim Omar Almanas. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Bim Omar Almanas, Koifen es Reish Galusa Limke. Rashi, so what does Rashi say? Omaloi lekeach lemoicha. The lekeach bought, purchased this from the moicha. Al menashe yichtem li reish galusa bishmoi lishmi shtar acha. A very modern maise. He bought this karke from Reuven. And he tells Reuven, you should write out the shtar b'shem reish galusa. But he also spoke out with Reuven, but Almenas, that the Reish Galusa should write a shtar for me, that he's selling it to me. Kaifen Reish Galusa Limka. Then we forced the Reish Galusa to write a shtar mechira. Now the Gemara is going to try to understand this, and it's very schwer. But let's go further. Oh, mama. Now we're going to explain the explanation of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, we had a very unclear Baraisa. Rav Sheshes told us Pshat in the Baraisa. Omama, Haloikeyach Sode B'Shem Reish Galusa, En Koifen Oisei Reish Galusa Limka. We don't force the Reish Galusa to sell it. Michlal, the Mikne Kanyalei. What does this mean? So there are different mahalachim, but let's just say one mahalach in the Gemara, the Machna Ephraim says this mahalach, and the Rabbah says to say this mahalach. Michlal de mikne kanyalei, that who was kaine? That means there's a shaila, can I force the reish galusa to write a shtar mechira? Now, if we're speaking about such a concept, so it would seem as follows, that in reality, it belongs to the lekeach. It's his field. Now, the shtar is a very dangerous document, because we have a shtar floating around that says it belongs to the Reish Galusa. So perhaps it'd be a hava, I mean, he could force the Reish Galusa, write me on a shtar that you're selling it to me. But he says he can't force him. So it would seem that he was kind. It would seem that the lekeach was kind. Leima plige de bnei marove. So it would seem that this is a machlokes on the bnei marove. The amro v'chim mi aidiyai lebal chitim sheyakne chitim lebal abay. Now, so the Machna Ephraim says pshat like this. Now we hear here a machlekes, the Bnei Marove and Rabbi Yochanan. The Bnei Marove held, we had a mice, someone came to a moicha to purchase seirim. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it's someone else with the Meshalach's mois. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, the Meshalach is kind of the seirim, and if there's a revach, Esira loy to the Meshalach. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. Meshalach was kaine. The Bnei Marove said, How was the Meshalach kaine? He doesn't know anything. He didn't tell me anything that there's a Meshalach, that it's about his money. The Meicha of the Seirim sees someone's giving him money. He doesn't know any chachmas, that he's a shliach. He's makne to the one who's giving him the money. He doesn't know anything about it. Me idea lebal achitim shak nachitim lebal amois. That was the time of the Bnei Marove. They don't know all these inyanim which that it really the money belongs to the bal amois, and therefore the seirim belong to him. The Meicha is unaware of this. The Meicher is a poshet, a mensch, he sees someone's giving him money. He's makna to him. He doesn't make investigations. He's the lekeach. He's makna to him. So the Bnei Marove said, the Meicher is makna. They said two things. Number one, you need the hakno of the Meicher. In order that it should belong to the Meshalayach, you need the hakno of the Meicher. And the Meicher is unaware, b'chlal, that there's a Meshalayach. the moicher thinks that this person wants to purchase it, so he's machnet to him. So the Mishalech was not kind of the Seirah. That's what the Bnei Marovi said. Rabbi Yochanan is Chaylik, he said, no. The Haknoi is to the Balamois. When he's selling something, he's selling it to the Balamois. If you're the Balamois, good. If Yen is the Balamois, he's matched to the Balamois. So even though it wasn't spoken specifically that he's giving for the Mishalayah, but the Haknoi is to the Balamois. So we hear where Amachlik is the Haknoi to the Balamois, or is the Haknoi to the Pashtus Hadvorim, what the Moicha sees. The Moicha sees the nice in Amoicha, give me money. I don't know any Chochmas, so I'm making it to you. Umira Machlaikas and Taisus, he's making it to him. Is he kind? But no one's kind. Anyway, now that is the Machlaikas, the Bnei Marove, and Abyech. The Tehilike Machna Fraim. Now, what was the case over here? Here was Benahapachu. Here, Rashi said the whole scenario. Sha'om alay lamoicha l'tzayrach reish galusa ani loikha. Now, he told the moicha, I want to purchase this karka for the reish galusa. So now, if the moicha, beis nishkan chochmes, you say, you want to buy it for the reish galusa, fine. So who is the moicha magnetu to the reish galusa? Tell me reish galusa, reish galusa. That means all the time, you don't tell me anything, you're giving the money magnet to you. You tell me reish galusa, magnet to the reish galusa. He doesn't, whatever is aimed upon of, that's what he's magnet, that's who he's magnet to. In reality, this person had no intentions whatsoever to give his money for the reish galusa. He wanted to be kind to himself. He wanted to be kind to himself. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you always makna to the Balamois. I don't care what I see, what I hear. I makna to the Balamois. Whoever the money belongs to, I makna it. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, so it's very good. So Memele, the Balamois in our case is the Lekeya. So I makna to him. In the case of the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and the Bnei Marove, there the Balamois is the Mishalech. I makna to the Mishalech. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good, this Baraisa. The Baraisa is very good because it seems that he was koine, the Lekeach was koine. Now the Pilpul can, the Lekeach, the man from the Reish Galusa, there's a dangerous star floating around, maybe write me another star that you're selling it to me, so Mamela, that's the Pilpul over here. But not according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Bnei Marove, so it doesn't belong to the Lekeach. He never acquired it. He told them he's buying it for the Reish Galusa. So it belongs to the Reish Galusa. Now we'll have a Shaila, can force him to sell it back to him. It's finished. That's Pshat the Gemara. That's how the Machna Ephraim learns Pshat the Gemara. Leime pligi dibnei marove. Da omri vechimi haidiye lebalchitim shaknechita lebalabait. Yeah, so the Gemara says, imishim ho loikasha. Dkagoin da oide lebalasode vaidine lesade. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about that this lekeach, according to the Bnei Marove Take, I mean, it's bitter. He'll say, I'm buying for the Reish Galusa, and according to the Bnei Marove, so the Reish Galusa will be kind, and look who the true Balamois is. So speaking about that, no, before he told the whole story to this Meicha, he told to the Meicha and to the Edom, he says, you know, I have a problem. If I'm gonna buy this karka for myself, so Mamela people start being moira, maybe it's not your karka, it's a gagazel to karka. I want you to write a shtar that you're selling it to the Reish Galusa, and whoever comes around, I say, you have a problem, this is the Reish Galusa's karka, go and handle with him. I'm seeing the Reish Galusa's karka. So, but I want it for myself. So Mamela, So if he wants it for some Mimela, so there's no problem. So then everyone knows the whole Shakla Vataya over here. So the Moicha is Zicha selling it to the Lekeach. Zicha selling it to the Lekeach. It belongs to the Lekeach. He told him in advance. It belongs to the Lekeach. So now there's a Shaila. Can he go over to the Reish Galus and ask the Reish Galus, listen, you know, it's problematic that the Shtar says your name. Please write me a Shtar. And then other says, I'll scrape and I'll meet this name. I mean, it's my field. And it's a dangerous Shtar. So write me a Shtar. They shouldn't have any problems. I think that, I mean, Rashi said before, speaking about that the Shtar was written b'shem Reish Galusa. So in the Shtar Mecha, it said that it's being sold to the Reish Galusa. So how, Safilu, he tells everything, I want to buy it, but L'chaira, speaking, he's not kind of with Shtar. Because he can't be kind of with the Shtar that says Reish Galusa, if he can't be kind of, even though everyone knows that we don't mean the Reish Galusa, but he can't be kind of with the Shtar that says Reish Galusa, L'chaira. So L'chaira, he was kind of with Kesev, he was kind of with Chazok, he was kind of with a different Kenyan. The Shtar is only a Shtar Raya. So on the Shtar Raya, so yes, write a Shtar Raya for the Reish Galusa, and the Shtar Raya, he's going to show to the Eirerim. But he was L'chaira kind of with Kesev. Fine. Elaim a sefer. So, ein kaifen oisoi, we can't force him. Al menas kaifen oisoi reish gelusa limka. But if he said al menas in Rashi learns pshat, he said al menas to the moicha, so we forced the reish gelusa to write him a shtar. Amod ne mais, efek te gemor amai. Why could you force the Reish Galusa to write him a star? V'leima Reish Galusa lo yikreichu b'ina v'leizi lo saichu b'ina. Let the Reish Galusa taina to this lekeach that mitzad echo that what you wrote a star that you chose that the star should be written in my name. Because you know that there will be no Eirerim, no, that's a covet. But now you want me to write a shtar, I'm start writing shtaris, a person who sells his assets, that's not a good simon. That seems that business is not so good, he has to get rid of his assets. I'm not going to sell shtaris. I don't want shtaris going around that I sold a karka by. So, memeila lo yikrai chabina, v'lo yzilusai chabina. Let's see what Rashi says. Lo yikraicha shasisa moisi roi shlahat aleima. Lo yzilu saichi shatam boim lasi soisi lameicha sodets. So, what does it matter that he made a tanai with the moicha akalke? How does this in any way affect the reish galusa? The Gedulei Trume, the Goyim, ask on Rashi, I mean, what was the heart? I mean, so we have a different pshat. Abai says a different pshat. This is Akash and Rav Sheshes. I mean, how did Rav Sheshes understand this pshat that he's saying? I mean, how could I make a t'nai with the Moicha that the Reish Galusa should write a shtar for me? I mean, very nice. It's stepping on the toes of the Reish Galusa that he's selling his assets, and if I made a t'nai, it should help. How can a t'nai with the Bala Karka affect in any way what the Reish Galusa's Mechuyiv to do? So therefore, others learn, the Raivat learns different than Rashi. The Raivat learns Pshat that he went, he spoke everything out. He went over to the Moicha, listen, I want to buy a Karka, make a shtar for the Reish Galusa, and so I shouldn't have any problems. Then he went over to the Reish Galusa and he told him the whole story. He says, so will you write a shtar for me? And the Reish Galusa said, yes. So, well, Hashem, all parties agree. The Moicha sold him the karka, gave him a shtar raya that belongs to the Reish Galusa. Then he comes over to the Reish Galusa, and he says, "No, write me the shtar." He says, "I told you, but it doesn't mean anything. I'm not mechuyev to do what I told you, just because I was mafleg with dvorim. I told you, I know you wouldn't sleep a few nights. So mameilas, I told you I'll write you a shtar. But now it's, there was no maise kinyan, there was no hischaivis. So the maise, so therefore the Reish Galusa, even though the Reish Galusa told him he's going to write him a shtar, there's no chayshe mishpat kechiyev to write a mashtar. That's how the Raivat learns pshat in our Gemara. So kaponim, it's and forget we can understand this. This inyan of kaif no midas doim perhaps. No, I told you, but it doesn't mean there's no chiyev on me since writing to you a shtar will do damage to my. To my credit, people see I'm selling my karkoi, so I'm not mechuyev, even though I told you. I could change my mind. That's the Raivat pshat. But al kaponim, the beraisa is very unclear. We have over here, now we know it's a little tight in the beraisa. Alakir soda b'shem chaberoi. In kaifen oise limka means in kaifen b'resh kalusa try the shtamecha. But we don't know what this means because Almanas also should not be a schaives to the Reish Galusa. Ela Marabai. Hachi Kova. Aloikei Afsode B'Shem Chaveiroi Reish Galusa. En Koifen Es Amoicha Limke zimna achite. Oh. Hachi kama, let's see what Rashi is. Okay, so the Vashem Chaveri Reish Kalusa, and Kaifin Esamecha, Larze velichtoi shtar mechira achal lekeya. That means he told them the whole story. He told them the whole story to begin with. I'm buying it for myself. You have to write a shtar raya that belongs to the Reish Kalusa. But now he can't go over to the Moich and tell him, write another shtar b'shmi. Lach zev lichtav shtar mechir ha'achal ha'keyach. Shehoi yaloi lahas neisu leidiyoi ksoi shtori b'shem reish galuse. Shehoi yaloi lahas neisu leidiyoi. He should have told them, he made a condition. So if story b'shem reish galusa shem yetzu asikim erelam shusha reish galusa uksayv li shtar acha b'shmi shlo yavoy ayayim elamocha yoshe reish gaila l'toyva mimeni. That means if he wanted this he should have spoken out. We have to understand for the moicha to write the too many stories is also people will not know exactly the same karka. I mean people won't know what's happening over here at one shtar, another shtar. People will start speaking, he's selling his assets. So if he didn't make any t'nai with the moicha that you should sell, they should write for me another shtar, he cannot further from him another shtar. V'im'om aloy al-menas, kaifin es ha-moicha limka. But what if he said al-menas? He said clearly, I told him the whole story, I want you to write for me a shtar in my name, so then we forced the Moicha, there was an agreement, so then he has to write. Now we can explain this memra of Abaya. Oma amar, halekeir sode b'shem chaveiro in kaifenes ha Moicha limker, zimna achritin. We do not force the Moicha limker zimna achritin. Like the Gemara pshite, I mean, it's poshet. Why, what right would he have to be kaifer? Ma de teime motzi omaleim, mei de yodato dano lenavsho yishekil. You know, I bought it for myself. I told you that I'm buying it for myself. Upanchaye ba'alme hu de kabeinen. And this whole thing that I'm telling you, to write the shtar b'shem d'reish galusa is l'chayzik v'latzol. That's what Rashi says. L'chayy b'almo d'vinek l'ayma latzolan is kavanti. פנחאי לושן חויזק, וחבר בי ששולם ביבומס, ופנחאי שופקי, כבי מוצא כלי וקוסו ולפקוף קורבן, ממייסר טוב תרומה. דגמור says over there, that let's say a person had once money that was hekdish, so he wrote kuf on a chovis, so he should know that it's kuf, that he used up that money, and then he's using, yes, he put in different money there. So he didn't erase the kuf. He said, why didn't he erase the kuf? Because the kuf is a good thing, because if a ganav comes along and wants to steal it, he'll see kuf, so he'll get a little scared that it's kolben money, so he won't. So Mamel there says, panchaye, he left it over le panchaye shofke. They should be secure with the money left in the chavis. So Mamela, so I would think that the lekeach could come with a taina to the moicha. You know the whole story, but I told you to write b'shem areish galusa because that they should be secure in the field. Mezuzi b'chdi lo yishadina, back to the Gemara, and he understand, I didn't throw away money in mezuzi, I bought a karka. Ela adaita, and this is a dangerous star that's floating around. Ela adaita de kosvus li shtor achine. So I would think this is an understood agreement, even though they didn't speak it out. I mean, you have to understand that Kamash Milon, the Omalei, he can tell him, in Yoni Obdiloch, Bahadi Yehuda Zovnus Le Bishmei, I have to take care of it. Make a Tanai, go over, you're afraid of the Shtar that the Yoshim are going to take it away from him. In Yoni Tanai Obdiloch, Bahadi Yehuda Zovnus Le Bishmei, I didn't have a Zinnin to write a Shtar for you. The star is written in the name of Reish Galusa. Darf man handle with the Reish Galusa. The yichtev loch shtor achina. So memele, that means everything is understood. Yele shodi ini shuzi bechdi, but it doesn't mean that I'm the one that has to write the star. The condition can be made with the Reish Galusa. Fine. So that's why with Adishtar he can't force him to write Ishtar. Pim Oma Loy al Menas, what if he told him al Menas? Koifin es hamoicha limka. If he told him al Menas that you should write me another Ishtar, so then the moicha has to write another Ishtar. That was the agreement. Frech the Gemara Pshita, so why do need a Baraisa to, why do need the Baraisa to tell me this? He made up a condition that you should write another Ishtar. That he never spoke directly with the Moicha. He spoke to the Eidim in front of the Moicha. Chazu de shtor achine kobeino. He told them, you know, I want another shtar. Ma de teime, motzi omale amine shtore, ma haich de koshoklus bishmei. He didn't tell the Moich, I want you to write a shtar. He told the Eidim, he told him, Chazu de shtar achi nekabin. I want another shtar. So I would think the Moich could say, Ma de teime motz omale, Amina, I understood, shtar ma'aych de kashoklus b'shmei kamate. You want that? That means, you're going to get a shtar from the Reish Galusa. That's how I understood it. You said it in front of me. Why did you say this in front of me? Akasha. Well, Koponim, that's how I understood it. There never was a commitment from me that I'm going to write to you another, and write for you another shtar. Kamash Melon, the Omalei, he can tell the Moicha, Lahochi, Tochi, Baomrilu Laedim, Kamoch. Why did I tell this over to the Eidim? The Minochu, the Kobeino, I told it over in front of you, that there should be a mutual understanding that from you I'm giving Teveya the Shtar. And it seems this is a Taina, Memele, he can be Teveya the Shtar from the Balakalk. Zakrashi, Domalu Lekech Lesadi, Kami Moicha Chazu, Bahadi Moicha Gufe Loyasne. He didn't make a Befeirish Tanai with the Moicha, but he said in front of the Moicha.
So the Mayas Solomon says, so that's the Chiddush. Amine Shtara Achine Mehayach. Ani Yisi Say Vishatay Meleidim Bina Denichtem Lireish Kalusa Shtara Achine. That's how I understood. I never understood that you meant there should be a commitment that I'm going to write a Shtar. It's Kamash Malon, he can tell you, don't tell me above a Mayasa, since I did this in front of you. So Kochoch, the understanding was that you're the one that's going to write the Shtar. Zakta isvis, kigoin doideinu ledidei, doideinu nami lesadi. Gemara had asked Akasha, this is not like the Bnei Arove, because it seems that Lekech is koine, it seems the Baal HaMois is koine. Afilo, the Moicha wasn't informed, the Moicha was told to write a Shtar to the Reish Kelusa. But Afilo, after his ignorance, the Akno is to the Baal HaMois. So Yomore said, no, it's speaking about, Kigo, according to the name of Rabbi, also it's speaking about that they told the Moicha, Kigoin de Dino le Didei, Vedina Nami le Sadi, they told the Moicha, they told the Eidim, listen, I want to be kind of the Karke, and this, this Shtar that it says that it was sold to the Reish Kelusa was only written for security purposes. Taime, im kein amai zorech litreik es reish geluse, she yichdem lo ishtar. So I bezoi, if the Eide, bishas the Mecca, were informed that he really wants to buy it for himself, and the reish geluse is only for security purposes, is, so why do you have to go to the reish geluse? You have two Eidim who were there, bishas the Mecca, and they know that the name of the Reish Kelusa and the Shtar is only for security purposes. Yichtavu loy Eidim. Let Eidim go and write a Shtar. Kivin she Eidim shukain alat. Yishloimek again to lay bo Eidim lemichtav loy Shtar achid. Einach anami. The Eidim would be cooperative. Einach anami. But the Eidim also don't want to write a Shtar. Now, L'chayra, I had a Ore, and I found the Dvar Yaakov brings down this Ore. What's Tosfos Kasha? This is a Kasha that the Eidim write a Shtar, that it's being sold to the Lekeach, not to the Reish Kelusa. I mean, we have a Klal Mifiyim, V'loy Mipik Sovom, that Eidim cannot write down Eidim's on a piece of paper. There is a concept of shtar. The concept of shtar is something that's written midas and mischayev. That's a new chepsa of shtar. The moicher tells the Eidim, I mean, the shtar is written, not the Eidim are being made what they saw. There's a nusach of the das and mischayev. I'm selling this karka to Pliny. So the shtar is the hagod of the mischayev, the moicher. I'm borrowing money from Pliny, and the Eidim tells me that that's true, but the Nusach HaShtar is not the Eidim speaking. That's me, people of a big Solom. There's a concept of Shtar that the Mischayev is giving out a document what he did. He sold, he borrowed, etc. So what is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha that let the Eidim go and write the Shtar? He brings down a Nesivis, and Nesivis says something very interesting. Nesivis says that on the Etzem Mechire, they wrote a Shtar. But the Shtar was written in the name of the Reish Kelusa. Now, the Eidim are made on a Shtar Mechire, Midas HaMeschayev, that he's writing, he's selling his Karka. So they know he's selling the Karka. The Eidim also know he doesn't have an intent to sell the karka to the Reish Kelusa, because everything was told in advance, the Eidim and the Moicha. He doesn't want to sell the karka to the Reish Kelusa, he wants to sell the karka to the Lekeach. Fine. So Memele, that should be considered, I have already Dasa Mischaiv on the Mechire, but the first Shtar that was written was Apostle Shtar, it was done, Letevis Alekeach. So Mamela, it's considered, I have Dasa Mischayev already. through the first Tav. We see that the Moicha wanted to write a Tav. So the Edom could write, the Edom already saw and witnessed Adasa Mischayev to write a Tav Mechira. So they can write now a second Tav, a true Tav. So that's why that was Tesis Kasha. They could write not Beteris Edis, Beteris Tav. Since they already had witnessed the Das HaMeschayev, so Kamash Mitzotay says, but they don't want to write. Finished. It would be very interesting. We had mentioned before, Vayakev says this, that it would be a svara to force the Reish Galusa to write a shtar al tzkoifen al midas doim. It's a midas doim. I mean, there's a shtar that's and that the Gemara says it's not me this time because it's by writing a shtar the Reish Galus is losing. People say that selling his karkois. But it seems that to force the Edim, there's no Indian of Kaifan on me this time. I mean, it seems Kaifan on me this time is only a loch in Bali Dvorim. Bali Dvorim, I can be Kaifan on me this time. But an Edom, if they don't want to write the shtar, is finished. There's no din kaifen on that, it would seem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Kahane Yoiv Zuzi Akisne. Rav Kahane gave money for Pishtab. L'soif Iyake Kisne. Now, let us just see what Taisvi says. We'll know a little bit what the story is speaking about. Yoiv Zuzi Akisne Hashtes Al-Kadaitach Ba'ayri De-Moshach Nami Upkodem Ba'almu Da'abagabe. So now, let us go back to the story. Avkana Yoiv Zuzi Akisne Avkana purchased Pishtop and he made a Meshiche, Moises and Kain, he made a Meshiche L'Soif Iyake Kisne. Later, the Pishtan got expensive. That means he acquired Pishtan that was worth $100. 5 months later, it's worth $200. Zovne Marvose de Kisne. Now, the previous owner of the Pishtan who sold it to him sold this Pishtan. Watch how he sold this Pishtan. Look to Rashi. Almanas litain de mayem Shehein Leukrin, that they're acquiring L'Rav Kahane, that means the Bailam of the Pishton sold the Pishton and to give the money to Rav Kahane, that means they realize Rav Kahane we're very happy with money, that means so he purchased Pishton for $100 and now they sold it for $200 after 5 months and now I'm going to give him back $200. So now they came to Rav. Also Rav Kahane came to Rav. Omalei ma'avid. Ezel ishko zuzoi. Shall I go and take $200? I'm sad. Some of the mice, I gave him $100. Now I'm getting back $200. It looks a little bit modne. It looks a little ribbistic. Should I take back the money? Omalei, she says, matters. It matters when he sold when the Meicha sold the Pishtan, you have to know what the Nusach was when he spoke to the Lakut. Iki kozovni omri haikisne de kahanahu. If he told them when he sold it, when it was worth $200, he told them, you know, this is Rav Kahane's Pishtan. I'm selling Rav Kahane's Pishtan. I'm doing a favor for him. I'm selling it for him. So the money that you're getting now, the 200 sous, it's not you. He gave you 100 sous and you're giving back 200 sous. It's not your money. They paid for Rav Kahane. He told them, this is Rav Kahane's Kisna. Fine. So they gave $200 for Rav Kahane. So Rav Kahane is getting $200 back. Not from the one he gave $100 to. He's getting $200 back from
from the Leichrim. So that's no problem whatsoever.
V'loi leisishko. But if he didn't say anything, so what is pshat? So they gave, so they're under the impression that the Pishtam belongs to the Meicha, really belongs to Avkama. But they're under the impression that the Pishtam belongs to the Meicha, so they're giving the money to the Meicha. So it's like, so the money belongs to the Meicha. The Meicha wanted to sell for Avkama, but he didn't tell them that. So they're giving the money to the Meicha, because they think that it's his Pishtam, and the Moich is giving his money to Rav Kahana. Oh, then it sounds a little modern, a little ribbistic. We'll see later that it's called, he gave you 100 zuz and you gave back 200 zuz. So then it's, then you shouldn't take the money. Zuk the Gemara, Kiman Kibnei Marove. The Omri mi haidiyai lebal chitim, Shayak nechitin lebal amoyis. Amoyer deke Gemara. The Gemara uses this svore of the Bnei Marove. We hear a machloikis the Bnei Marove and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the case of the Bnei Marove was a different case. The case of Bnei Marove was someone gave, a shliach gave money to a moicha, and the Bnei Marove said that the moicha does not know that it's the Mishalach's money, he wasn't informed. So the Moicha is makna to the Shliach. He doesn't know any Chochmas, he's makna to the Shliach. So Mamela, the Mishalach wasn't koine. That was the Bnei Marov's tiny Miyadiyah, Lebal Chidim Shakne, Chitav Lebal Amboyz. He doesn't know. This person giving him money, he's makna to him. That was the Bnei Marov. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. The Akno is to the Bal Amboyz. This guy's the Bal Amboyz. It's irrelevant. He's makna. He gets money, he's makna to the Balamois. So the Balamois is the Mishalach, he's makna to the Mishalach. That was the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and the Bnei Marove. So the Gemara wants to compare that Machlokes in an opposite case. Here we're speaking about that someone purchased Pishtam of Rav Kahane. But they weren't informed that this is Rav Kahane's Pishtam. They weren't informed of Rav Kahane's Pishtam. So according to the Bnei Marove, he's selling that Pishtam, you're giving me Pishtam, so I'm giving you the money for the Pishtam. I should not Rav Kahane, if you tell me it's Rav Kahane's Pishtam, so I'm giving you this money for Rav Kahane. If you're giving me the Pishtam, so I'm giving you the money. I'm buying it from you. I don't know the cheshbonis that you're selling Rav Kahane's Pishtam. In my eyes, you're selling your patience, I'm giving you the money. So therefore Rav said, if he didn't say Beferish, it's Rav Kahane's Pishtam, now I'll take it back. Because it comes that you're giving back more money than you got. You received 100 zuz, you're giving back 200 zuz. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, when, just like we say that a moichel is makne to the bala mois, he doesn't, it's irrelevant to who's giving him the mois, he's makne to the bala mois. Alekeyach is makne to the bala pishton. I'm giving the money for the bala pishton. You're the bala pishton, it's good. The Afghan, it's irrelevant. I'm giving the money to the bala pishton. So if Rav says that you have to say Beferish it's Rav Kahane's Pishtam, so we see that Rav is a chosid of the Bnei Marove. Kiman ki Bnei Marove, Amri mi Eidiyah lebal chitim, Sheak nechitim lebal amoyz. Like the Gemara, this whole Maise is very modern. Otto, Miyoyv Rav Kahana Arbe v'shokot Ma. The Maise is not the way you understand the Maise, because is it speaking about that Rav Kahana gave 4 zuz and he got back 8 zuz? That's not the story. Rav Kahana, and this was, as we learned in Taisus, Rav Kahana made a Mashiach on the Pishtam. It's Rav Kahana's Pishtam. So Memele Kisne Memelo Diyakim. That means this is his Pishtam. This is his pishton. He purchased the pishton. And now the pishton is worth, Estes Eitzus. Is Mikzel Gazlua. Now, if he didn't tell them that, Rav said, if he didn't tell them, so you know, they're giving him the money, and if they're giving him the money, so Mamela, Afkana can't get back Eitzus. He says, why can't Afkana get back Eitzus? Why not? Rav Kahana purchased Pishton for Fuzus. This guy sold Rav Kahana's Pishton after it became worth Eitzus. He sold it. He's a Gazlan. He sold Afkana. So Mamela, he owes Rav Kahana Eitzus. God, they gave him the Eitzus, so he gives him Eitzus. There's a psychibistic shayla over here. There's no shayla whatsoever. So the whole thing is very modern, but the way you understand that Rav Kahana purchased the pishton and now he sold the shalobi diyosa, well, you understand that it doesn't make sense. A fellow he was sold shalobi diyosalakuchas that belongs to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana is also permitted to take the money. So the Gemara says it's talking about a different case. Legamli, hosam amona havoi. Here it's speaking about that when Rav Kahana purchased Pishton, the Moicha didn't have Pishton at all. He trusted him. We'll see in a minute. V'loy Moshe Rav Kahana lekisna, and Rav Kahana was not Moshech the Pishton. Rav letaimei, the Marav oisin amona beperes, mein oisin amona bedom. Now let us see Rashi. Zovni mavosa de kisna manas litain de mayim. Shein loikren, they're getting the mayim shein loikren lavkar. Leisishko mishum ribis. So they understood that if he didn't say that mishum ribis. Keman kibnei merov abitmir. Kloima damrinan mi hidion le loikren. Sheyaknu meisem le Rav Kahana lefikach leisochebem. So he wasn't zeich in the money. Otto semois ma'ich paslon bahakna osam. Why does it matter who they were makna the money to? Pi Rav Kahana osi little moisoi viitol ribis was the opmach. The Rav Kahana is going to end up getting money and he's getting ribis. Shenoisen leidale viitol ches. He purchased Pishton, and Mitaisa said he made a Mashiach on the Pishton. It's his Pishton. So those that sold the Pishton, which is now worth 8 sous, gozlu minei. Umishalmim kol domov biyoike kishasak zeila. Bishasak zeila kvar huka. So Mamela, why is it necessary for Rav Kahana for the Meicha to say that this is Rav Kahana's Pishta? So the Gemara says, Amona Havoi. No, it was a different story in Gansan. Shenosan Lahem Mois Ba'amona. He went and he gave over to a person money with trust. B'loi Hoya Lahem Pishton Kishekiblu Domi. They didn't have Pishton. When they got the money, he's buying from them Pishton. I want to get Pishton, for which is worth 100 zuz. They didn't have Pishton, but there was a market. If they wanted to, they could go out with these 100 zuz and buy Pishton. They didn't do that. They borrowed the money. They used the money for something else. Behisna imoy kishar hazel, but now Rav Kahana made a deal with them. He says, I'm giving you 100 zuz. I want to buy Pishton now for 100 zuz. He was, let's read between the lines what really happened over here. Rav Kahana was going into a store, wanted to buy Pishton. So someone taps on the shoulder, Rav Kahana, maybe buy for me? No, Shiloh. You want to buy? I'll buy from you. You have Pishton? Don't worry. I'll get you Pishton. I don't have, but don't worry. You give me money. you give me money, I'll stall you to Pishton. And between the lines, he needed now this 100 tzuz for, he wanted to borrow 100 tzuz. That's what's behind the lines. And he'll eventually give him Pishton or buy Pishton, whatever it is. He can buy now, but he has no intent to buy now. He's gonna use the 100 tzuz to pay up his rent. And when it comes the time to pay up, we'll see what to do there. Fine. Rab Kahane, I trust you. I'm purchasing now for 100 tzuz. Pishton, whatever it is. But you have to give me Pishton in 6 months, whatever the market value of Pishton is then. That means if then the amount of Pishton I bought them for 100 tzuz is worth then 200 tzuz, you have to give me Pishton that's worth 200 tzuz. I mean, no problem. No problem, we'll do that. I mean, so it's Ki'ilu, he was kind of the Pishton now, even though they didn't have Pishton, but that's irrelevant, they could get Pishton. So it's considered like he was kind of the Pishton. And then, B'shusa Yishyakya, this is, let's just understand, there are kulas here, because it's Derech Mekech and Memka, and it's not necessary to be Ribbis at all. That means if they wanted, the agreement that was made did not have to end up at all with any hefset to the loive and any revach to the malve. Because he gave them 100 tzuz, they could have gone right then and there and purchased pishton 100 tzuz. And then 6 months later they'll give him the pishton, which now the market value is 200 tzuz. It could have, that means the upmach that was made, that was not, but didn't have any shaykhs with ribbis. Lamaisa, they didn't do that. So there's a heta. There's a heta that I'm allowed to do such a thing. I'm purchasing from you now 100 tzuz of pishton, and you're going to pay me back in 6 months, whatever the market value was, then you have to pay me back. Lamaisa, in 6 months, they go, they don't ever, didn't buy any pishton. They can go now and buy pishton for 200 tzuz and give it to him. But that's irrelevant. But there's no issa ribbis. In the halacha, there's no issa ribbis. Fine. Now, beisni my kishar as I lit in like kol hashan the bishar zed. It's not bab metziya. Yotza hashar. If there is a market now that you can buy pishton, poiskin. I can sell you now. I can sell you pishton. Afa pisha ein laze. Even though I don't have pishton, yesh laze. The people have pishton. There is pishton to be acquired. So I can sell you now pishton for 100 tzuz. It's kilo. I have it, and I sold it to you. So fine, that was the story. Rav the Osalei Lemishkel Zuzi. Now, but so fine. So in 6 months, if he would have given them the pishton, no shaila whatsoever. This is another amuta. But Rav is a machmer, and we'll see. Rav is a machmer. Give him pishton 200 tzuz, no problem whatsoever. But to give him 200 tzuz in 6 months, that already is, doesn't look too good. That means, even though between you and me, he acquired pishton, and the pishton became expensive, and now I sold the pishton, and I'm giving you 200 tzuz, but what is nearer to the naked eye is that you gave him 100 tzuz, and he gave you back 200 tzuz, that looks like ribbis. It doesn't look too good. Rav was only matir if you give back pishton. So then we had, there was a mekech hamemka. It started with a mekech hamemka. It ended with a mekech hamemka. But this guy sold it. So now, so Rav said like this, it matters. If Bishas, when he sold it, he said, this is Rav Kahane's pishton. So memela, so the money is not, I'm not giving you back. They're giving the money for you. I'm just transferring the money that they bought your pishton, and here's the money that they gave. So it's not considered that I'm giving you 200 tzuz. This is the 200 tzuz that they bought. So then it's mutter. Then it's not ribistic. But if I didn't tell them this is Rav Kahane's pishton, so memele, so then it looks already pesazoy, so it looks like I'm giving you the I'm giving you 200 tzuz, and then it looks like ribbis. It's magic ribbis. Let's see what Rashi says. L'taymei Rav da'osalei l'mishkel zuzi. the time of the Marabe is a Neshech, Oysen Amone, you can make this deal. I'm trusting you that I'm buying now from your Pishton. Litain Mois ala Shar Shel Zel Shalachshav on the cheap price that is now. Be Peiris. Le Kabel Peiris Vishas HaYoykel. That one can do. I'm purchasing Peiris now from you, and you should give them back to me in 6 months when they'll be expensive. But they know him, Amona Bedomim, Shebol, the Shah Hayoike, but now things are expensive. Le Kabel Peiris, or the Shah Hayoike, Le Kabel Peiris, or Salitanoi Moiche Domim Shalachshav. The Moiche is not permitted to give him Domim Shalachshav. But if Bishas, the domain was acquired, he told them, this is Rav Kahane's, so they were purchasing Rav Kahane's Pishtam, so it's not like he's giving the 200 tzuz, it's like, someone bought your Pishtam, I'm giving their 200 tzuz, so Mamela, that is permissible. Let us see Taisvis. Kiman kibnei marovet omri mi heidiye lebalchit. Kleima. So, I said, the Gemara that Havamina learned that it was of Kanes Pishtam. Now the Shaila is, who did they give money for Rav Kahane's Pishtam, or did they give money for the Meiches Pishtam? Kleima. Mishamochi ilav doide lekeyach kimimizaki kamizavin Tahai Kisna de Kahanu, if he wouldn't have told the Lekeyach when he sold it, that this Pishtim belongs to Rav Kahane, Nimse de Kahane, Loikoni, Lahani Moi, so Rav Kahane wasn't kind of it. They didn't give money for Rav Kahane. They gave money for the Moichel. The Ino Lava Daiti Dohochi Yovule Moisov. They gave him money to, you're the one that's selling us the Pishtim, we're giving you the money. Bishokel, Kahane, Midi, the Mavosayim, he's taking something from these owners of the previous owners of the Pishta. Havakilu, Midi, tu yavule. It's just like they're giving their own money. Umerzi kiribis. It's merzi kiribis. Zach the Gemara, Hosam Amonu. So the Gemara says, no, that there's a different story in Gansen, in Ravla Taime. Perish bekuntres, shenosam lem amois bamone. He gave, Rav Kahane gave them money and trust. Lehoyulam pishtan kshikiblu amois. Bekoshe. And so there the din is, so according to Rav, you're not allowed to give back money. Not according to Rav, you'd be allowed to give back money also. Bekoshe. Imkain, heichi, masik, Rav, letaimei. Why does the Gemara say, Rab Lishitosi, who's machme, you can't give back money. For Habachi I Gavne, in such a case, that the Moicha did not have Pishtan to begin with, Afil Rabiani Moicha da Osa Lekabel Mois, Kivin Shloi Hoyo Loi Peres Paisa Shoshi Paisa Kimai. Rabiani, who's Choylik on Rab, and says he can get back money, Rabiani is not speaking about a case that the Moicha didn't have Peres Pishas Maisa. The Hoda Omar, Rabbi Yanai is Chilik and Rav. He says, Mali, hey, Mali, Dmeim, what's the Chilik if you give back Pishtin, that's worth 200 zuz or 200 zuz. Haine davke, sheyesh loi peiris boisei shoshu boisei kimai. Rabbi Yanai was mad in such a case. The man that I had peiris, he came over to me and he said, listen, I want to purchase the peiris, and he gave me money. And later, and then you give it back to me in 6 months, and then that'll be worth more. In 6 months, I go and give money. 6 months, I go and give money. So there, Habiane says, listen, he was kind of the payers. So Mali, it's his payers. He acquired the payers. He wants to give him now money. Let him give him money. But in a case that they never had peiris to begin with, Afilu Rabbi Yanai is also mach. Now, so how does Taisus prove this? The bepeik is the neshech maise de Rabbi Yanai, abaraise de Rabbi Yishai. Rabbi Yanai is brought down on abaraise of Rabbi Yishai. Now, what's the case? Now, let's see the case. They know shebechavei remona. Reuven owed Shimon amona. Vaholach al goroni. Now, Shimon comes to the goyim. Vamalai, tenli mois, pay me, shani roitzi likach bem chitim. I want to buy chitim, so give me my money. Omalei, chitim yeshli. Why do you have to go and I should give you the money? You don't want to give me the money yet. You want to be a loiver for another few months. He said, so he said, you need money now for chitim. Listen, I have chitim. I'll sell you now the chitim for how much money I owe you. A deal. Sold. So now he sold him his chit. So he had chit, he sold him the chit. Now he comes a few months later, give me the chitim. You know, what do you want to do with the chitim? I want to buy yayin and those. Pekitza, he said, but I have yayin also. So they were selling commodity to commodity to commodity, according to the value what it was then. The kulon yesh loy muta ve'ein loy osa. Become a hosam shmamino isel adrabiana. And there the Gemara, so if he taka had all these things, and he had chitim, he had yayin, so it's muta. And that bereis el mosa shmamino isel adrabiana, dama malihem alid meyem. In such a case, the bereis is eventually, he give him the money. Mash medrabiani davke ki yesh loy muta. But in our case, that he didn't have, because they had the Gemara Shtel Su Rabbi Yanai. Could be over there, Taki need Yeshli, because it started with Albo. That means the whole scenario started, he had lent him money, and he came and he said, no, give me back my money. He says, no, I'll sell you. I'll say, you want to buy chitim? I have chitim. In that case, where it started with the halvo, and so there the din is, if ain't loy, and they're going to end up with money, that's also, because it started with the halvo taka. He lent them lamais $100, he's ending up with $1,000. And if it's ain't loy, even though he can purchase it, it's also. But if it started off with a Mecca, that means it didn't start off with Havoi. He says, I'm buying Pishtam from you. Then Afilo Ein Loi. Ein Amona Beperes. Uma Sheperes Pekuntres Hosom Drabiane Mata Demeyim Shein Mois Mamish. Rashi says over there, Rabbi Yanai, by Alvotis, he says, was only matter not to give back money. Rashi says he was matter to give back, he sold them chitim, he's giving back yayin. Aldat keperes dumidi de bereise yayin, de mei chitim, chen yayin de mei shemen, shemen de mei yayin, le merzi keribis, avo mois osa, ein niret, oche bishmaiten muchecho, afele zuzi mutter le kabel. Allah, I can't, 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 I can't,